trust is built quietly through consistency, through keeping our word, through showing up even when it's difficult. From our first policy to every promise kept since, 12 years have shaped who we are. And as we look ahead, one thing remains unchanged: our commitment to protect what matters to you. A-plus General Insurance. 12 years of trust.
Welcome.
You're at the till. Grocery packed. Then, boom. No worries. No card. Don't stress. With StanPay by Stanbic, you just approve the prompt on your phone and enter your Stanbic PIN. No cash, no card, no drama. StanPay works wherever you shop. It's quick, safe, and 100% digital. Cardless, cashless, seamless. Activate your mobile banking to enjoy StanPay by Stanbic at all contactless pay points. This transaction brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
18 hours, it's time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on BFM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business. You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get Absa Business Banking.
The headlines: NCZ officials testifying in court that Morrison Park Sally Station claim was false. Home Gunport's record issued ultimatum over 48 million kwacha owed by government. And in global news, South Africa's police force charged in connection with controversial health contract. It is now in the main body of the 27 million news. Electric Commission of Zambia, ECZ Corporate Affairs Officer Raphael Pooley, has told the Lusaka Principal Magistrate Court that claims that a material member of Parliament Morrison provided fake polling station had been set up along the line roads during the Johannesburg election in the past. Mr. Pooley told the court that the Sony polling station is a deserted temporary polling facility that has been in existence since 2011, operating through the use of tents during elections. He explained that on the mature day, he was assigned to monitor the by-election when he received instructions from ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasari to verify a Facebook post attributed to Mr. Sampa, alleging the existence of an illegal polling station. Mr. Pooley says he confirmed the authenticity of the post and was subsequently directed to draft a media statement clarifying the status of the polling station after the commission addressed the matter publicly and later reported the incident to the Saka Central Police Station. However, during cross-examination by defense lawyer Charles Chandana, Mr. Pooley admitted that the use of an unbranded tent for the polling station could lead to public speculation and that it would not be unreasonable for members of the public to question its legitimacy. He also told the court that he reported the matter on instruction from his superior and had no direct evidence relating to the specific charge currently before court, as he reported the matter relating to publication of wrong information. In this matter, Mr. Kampa has pleaded not guilty to one count of use of computer systems to commit an offense contrary to Section 20 of the Cyber Crime Act No. 4 of 2025. First Deputy Speaker of the National Assembly, Atsako Chikandana, has directed Home Affairs Minister Jack Mundu to update the nation through the National Assembly on alleged rape cases involving female students at Lady Manawaka Medical University as a suspected criminal. Lady Manawaka Medical University students yesterday took to the streets to protest the reported incident and what they described as the poor police treatment in such cases and reported, carrying placards and chanting slogans. The students marched through parts of the capital demanding urgent action underground version from a soldier. Speaking in the National Assembly this afternoon, Ms. Isangani directed Mr. Mundo to inform the audience on how this Wednesday, as the major government is taking to address the rising security concerns affecting students at the university. Services Dampos Breaker has issued a non-term ultimatum to government, demanding that the treasury release the 48 million kroner owed to them before the end of April. Speaking on behalf of the retirees, representative Christy Handelman says that there is no justification for the continued delay, warning that affected workers have waited long enough for benefits that were already audited and budgeted for in 2023. Mr. Handelman has questioned whether the matter has now become an audit claim, stating that the silence from authorities is both frustrating and unacceptable. He adds that while government has recently moved to release funds for other institutions and salary-related commitments, retirees continue to be overlooked despite clear budget provisions. Mr. Handelman says many former workers are struggling and the delay is worsening their situation.
We now place a demand on the Ministry of Finance to immediately release the 48 billion to Dampos for all one paying insurance before this month's end. If there's no reason which has been given why the Treasury is still holding on to the 48 million, which was audited and budgeted for in 2023. Is it a possible audit query? What is shocking to us the most is that while the Treasury was quick to release the 48 billion to the rest of Zambia, and over 68 million fake UTH, and now the Treasury is expected to release funds for the third increment given to the organized local authorities across the board. Our 48 million remains hanging for reasons we do not know. We strongly believe we are being treated unfairly, example retirees.
Government has expressed concern over the rising cases of non-communicable diseases, NDCs, as they account for a third of all deaths recorded in the country. Speaking during the launch of the Zambia State Survey in Osaka, Health Minister Alex Katakwe said that the growing burden of conditions such as hypertension, diabetes and cancer poses a serious threat to public health and national development. Dr. Katakwe explained that the State Survey is a national study aimed at collecting data on risk factors associated with non-communicable diseases to guide policy and intervention.
In Zambia, non-communicable diseases are responsible for approximately a third of all deaths occurring in this country. In view of this, the observed increase in the non-communicable diseases or disease patterns and the attribution thereof of this burden, which is changing lifestyles, urbanization, population growth, and so on and so forth, the Ministry of Health would like to measure the extent of this problem to inform our decisions and actions as a government sector responsible for the health of our people.
Meanwhile, World Health Organization WHO country representative Dr. Peter Masula stated that NCDs are the world's number one killer, accounting for over 41 million deaths annually, warning that they are rapidly affecting communities in both urban and rural areas, straining the healthcare system and striking populations at their most productive age. He has since reaffirmed the organization's commitment to supporting initiatives that will use the survey results to drive meaningful and impactful change in the country's healthcare system.
NCDs are becoming a major public health problem. In the past, it was a disease of affluent people, and that's why today, young people are victims of NCDs.